Good morning. It's 18 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And in the studio with us this morning for our morning interview is Mark Buggins. He works for the city here in Sitka and is the environmental superintendent in the Public Works Department. And we're going to be chatting about water quality in Sitka. There have been folks calling into the city and asking a few questions about the color of the water, the smell of the water, is it safe? And we're going to talk about that. But first, good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Hey, okay, so we're no longer on Blue Lake water, and we haven't been for what, like a month maybe?
About 3 weeks probably, and you know, we tested Indian River, the secondary source that we're using off and on during the daytime for several weeks before we switched over, and we switched over permanently on about the 13th of August.
Okay, so it's only been a couple weeks. And then the anticipated date for switching back to Blue Lake is approximately...
It was kind of like the middle of October. It was in the contract for the dam expansion. It was a 63-day outage, they call it, of Blue Lake water being turned off so they could work in the in the penstock and the tunnels.
So another month or so, or mm-hmm. a couple months. So before we get into all these interesting questions that you brought with you, let's talk a little bit about how the water actually, where is the water that we're drinking coming from? And how is it currently being treated to make sure that it is safe for drinking?
Right. So that's a good place to start. Indian River is where the water's coming from, and it's coming from the city's old Indian River water treatment plant. That's located kind of right at the very dead end of Indian River Road. Indian River was the city's water source before 1984 when Blue Lake came on. Way back to, I mean, the Navy had a water system there at Indian River at almost the same site back in the 40s when the Navy had a big presence in town. So we take the water out of the river and it comes into a pond that was the old filter basins. That type of gravel sand straining is no longer called filtration by drinking water regulations, so we can't really use the same method that was used before 1984 and have the water approved by state and federal regs. We would have had to have a boil water notice for the entire town if we did that, and that makes things really difficult, like fish processing that needs to have potable water that meets standards and, you know, doctor's office, dentist's office, et cetera. Right. So we have constructed a temporary treatment plant at the Indian River site with rented leased trailers for tankage and filters. We have membrane micro filters made by Paul Corporation, and they filter out particles that are larger than 0.01 one-hundredth of a micron.
That's so pretty small.
Really small. Basically, any particulate matter is filtered out. Lots of microorganisms are also larger than a hundredth of a micron, and they get filtered out as well. Giardia, Cryptosporidium, things like that come out very easily. They're a lot larger than, they're more like a micron or two. And even some bacteria are getting filtered out in these filters. So
now you brought a filter in with you this morning, and it's radio, so it's kind of hard to to visualize. But I'm going to say that's got to be about 10 inches. Or, I don't know. It's a huge plastic thing. And coming out of the top are all these tiny little strands of filters. Mm-hmm. And those are the 0.01 microns. And you've got how many of those out there?
So there's 40 of these tubes in a rack. There's 8 racks. Inside each tube, like you see here, there's about 6,000 of the hollow membrane fibers. So everything is kind of very small, and is put together just as components. Everyone is very similar. The water flows into the plastic pipe you see here and then flows through the hollow membrane fibers that are built with a plastic that has these pore sizes of a hundredth of a micron. So the water comes inside the little straw, in effect, and the water inside is filtered, and then that's extracted together and separated from the, you know, chlorinated river water that has entered the filters to begin with.
Okay, so the chlorinated water is already chlorinated when it hits the filters?
Correct.
Okay, I get it. So you've got like 320 of these things, and you have obviously met standards on drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. The operators are constantly monitoring the system. I have it on my laptop at home, like nearly 24 hours a day.
Sure.
And that we can look and see what's going on and adjust different, you know, flow rates are adjusted basically automatically based on our tank level in, at the Gavin tank in town.
Okay.
And the water is chlorinated to meet the requirements. There's several different drinking water type requirements of chlorination I think we'll get into, but at all times we've been meeting those regulations. And we test the water for bacterial content all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead fish right now in the Indian River.
Right, right. So we test the water all the time based on the size of our community. We have to do at least 10 total coliform samples, they're called. That's an indicator test of anything that might make you sick. And we do that throughout the community at various locations on a schedule. And we do at least 10 of those samples a month. So we've been continuing that. We've done a few extras since we started Indian River as
okay.
well. And everything has always been negative for total coliform, by the way. So
good. So some of the questions that have been coming in, and I'm sure you're familiar with them, the most obvious one is the water safe to drink. I think you've explained
correct.
That.
Yeah. The water is safe to drink. We're meeting drinking water standards have been meeting them at all times.
And then I've noticed a chlorine smell in my water, and I don't think mm-hmm. that's uncommon right now. You're getting some calls on that. Mm-hmm. What's the smell, and why is it a different color?
Yeah, that probably the chlorine smell or taste or both is probably the most common question that, you know, why is there more chlorine or there's more, my water smells like chlorine, da, da, da. And yeah, it smells like chlorine for sure. There is more chlorine in it. The way that we're situated with Indian River Treatment Plant and the water quality of Indian River requires more chlorine to meet the safe drinking water standards. So we're doing our very best not to like overdo it, and we're not really overdoing it. And we just, you need, the way the system is, we need more chlorine in the system to meet the safe drinking water requirements.
Okay. People and pets drinking their water, like their dogs, their hamsters, the fishes in the fish tank.
Right. Right. So, yeah, there's people that are concerned about their pets. And all I can say is, you know, it's safe for human consumption. So I would assume it's safe for a pet. So my dogs are drinking it. I'm drinking it. That's a question that I get, you know, in the grocery store or something frequently is that, am I drinking the water or am I buying bottled water or doing something? I'm not doing anything different. I'm making my coffee with it in the morning. I'm, you know, taking my vitamin pills with it.
And the color, I think, we've had a lot of rain in the last couple of weeks, and you were showing me your graph this morning of the almost alarming looking upward spike mm-hmm. of rain from 6 o'clock this morning. Is that something that gets affected, the color of the water affected by the additional flow out of Indian River?
Yeah, the when we have those huge downpours like we've had in the last 3 weeks or so, that kind of come and go, the river spikes up in elevation dramatically. It picks up a lot of dirt and sediment that's along the shoreline or deposited in the riverbed as the river flows. And so the water becomes very turbid, for one thing, very dirty. That dirt is all taken out by the microfilters. Like they just plug along. It doesn't matter, you know, essentially what kind of dirt level or turbidity that we feed them, it's always coming out consistent and about one-tenth of the clarity, one-tenth more clear, how do I say that, 10 times more clear than Blue Lake water normally is, even. But there's color in the water that comes and goes with the big rains from the peat or muskeg areas up river, and that kind of muskeg water that you see sitting in there that's got tannins in it, tannic mm-hmm. acids. So those overflow during huge rainstorms and flow directly into the river instead of sort of just sitting there as a pond. And that's the color that we see in the river, and it kind of spikes up following a rainstorm, and then it goes back down rather quickly also
mm-hmm.
When those little tributaries just stop flowing in the river.
Okay. What other chemicals, if any, are you guys putting in the water besides the chlorine?
Yeah, good question. No other chemicals, just sodium hypochlorite, which is essentially bleach that we're using as our chlorine source there at Indian River. So, you know, normally with Blue Lake operating, it's very soft, and we have to add soda ash to it to raise the alkalinity and the pH, and we also add fluoride at Blue Lake. We're not adding fluoride or soda ash while we're on Indian River.
Okay. We just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything, I think there's a couple of websites people can go to if they want to find out more information, but maybe you have something else you'd like to add?
Right. Well, that's one thing to get out there for sure. The city's websites, you know, www.cityofsitka.com has updates on the water as well as the Blue Lake expansion. And there's a Facebook page that is updated routinely, that's Blue Lake Expansion.
Okay.
I believe is what that Facebook page is. The city has a Facebook page as well that's monitored, and you know, people are asking questions through there, and the city folks that monitor those or that do the other Facebook page or websites, they'll ask me questions or the operators, and mm-hmm. we'll answer them and get those answers back to the people.
Okay.
But those are a good source of information.
All right. So Blue Lake Expansion on Facebook. You can look for that, folks. And also www.cityofsitka.com or gov.
Right. Com.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the main thing is that people should know that the you know, yeah, there's more chlorine in the water. The chlorine is below the maximum limits that are set by EPA for drinking water. So, yeah, you smell more chlorine. There's more chlorine in the water, and there needs to be to meet the disinfection standards that, like, you know, we're here to serve the people water that meets safe drinking water standards.
All right. Our guest this morning, again, Mark Buggins, in from he's the environmental superintendent from the city. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it.